Our story today is called A Second Chance by Dr. Michael Helleen. Bertrand Russell, the British philosopher, once remarked, "One should always keep an open mind, but not so open that one's brains fall out." To give irresponsible people a second or third or hundredth chance is often to risk the loss of some gray matter or worse, but it can also be the right and sensible thing to do. Mark, later to author the Gospel of Mark, had accompanied his uncle Barnabas and the Apostle Paul on a ministry journey that had taken them into Asia Minor, which is modern-day Turkey. But for reasons unknown, he abandoned the group just when they were to enter the dangerous Midlands and return to his home in Jerusalem. Paul could not forgive him, and when Barnabas suggested they take Mark on the next journey, there was such a disagreement between them, Barnabas and Paul parted company. Mark was out until, from within a Roman prison, Paul opened his mind and gave him a second chance. Sometimes we decide a person is to be kept out of our circle. He wronged me. She betrayed my confidence. They've proven to be unworthy of my trust. And that we think we're being strong and holding to our resolution. But stubbornness is a weak imitation of strength. Dostoevsky said, "The cleverest person of all, in my opinion, is the man who calls himself a fool at least once a month." Paul was wise enough to finally call himself a fool about this issue, and he called for Mark to rejoin him. Our opinion about another person never contains the whole truth or the only truth. My dad once relented on a family rule about no competitive sports on Sundays to let me play in the city championship hockey game. As he drove me to the rink, I asked why he had changed his mind. He said, "Sometimes we make up rules just to keep from having to make decisions. Our resolve not to forgive may serve the same purpose. Then we do not need to rethink a decision, redo a relationship, or relive a hurt. Sometimes we refuse to allow ourselves a second chance because we lack the courage to try to risk failing again. We lack hope." A second chance made sense to Paul, and he offered it. It meant everything to Mark, and he took it. Both found it's never too late to be what you might have been. 2 Timothy 4:11, "Get Mark and bring him with you because he is helpful to me in my ministry." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.